DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tucker, that is. Hot, humid, a chance for showers today. Then they're saying mostly dry throughout the 4th of July weekend, but I would have to believe there's that ever-present chance of a shower here or there. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science at Hamline University, to talk about the big, beautiful bill. But before we do, David, I got to ask you this. You're a well-read man, a learned man, a scholar, a professor of law, a professor of political science. You were in the soundproof booth, so you couldn't hear the question I posed earlier, which is, when I say Dalai Lama, you immediately think what?
Peace.
Oh, well, I was going to go with Caddyshack. Anyway, let's go talk about the big...
I hadn't thought about that film in years. That's right.
Big hitter, the Dalai Lama. Big off the
table. That's right.
Big hitter. Anyway, let's talk about... what's going on with the big, beautiful bill and the Senate and what's in it and what happens from here, and jump in where you feel comfortable.
Okay, so it's passed both the House and the Senate, but as required by the Constitution, it has to pass in the exact same form in both the House and the Senate. And there are differences in terms of things such in terms of some tax issues regarding Social Security tips, cuts to Medicaid, a variety of things. Remember, this is a huge bill. It's over 900 pages long. So what's happening now is that the bill will go to what's called a conference committee. And the conference committee is composed of members of the House and the Senate, and they'll try to iron out the differences to reach an agreement. Once they've reached an agreement in this conference committee, then it has to go back to the House for another vote and back to the Senate for another vote. And assuming both the House and the Senate do pass the bill now in the exact same form, it would go to Donald Trump's desk for signature.
Now, the conference committee is not working in a vacuum. They're constantly communicating with the Senate or the House to see what's acceptable and what's not, right?
Absolutely correct at this point. And this is where it becomes, I'd say, I mean, if the politics wasn't interesting before, now it becomes even more interesting, because the pass in each of the respective houses, House of Representatives and the Senate, the Republicans had to play, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, had to play the politics. They had to, you know, maybe give one thing to one member of Congress, one House member who was kind of like not sure about what to vote, whether they're going to vote for it or support it, give something to somebody else. In the House of Representatives, they had to balance it between the more moderate Republicans who were concerned about some cuts to Medicaid versus some in the Freedom Caucus who wanted even more cuts. They had to balance those who were concerned about the deficit versus those who wanted more spending. So each chamber these were very close votes. Remember, it passed by what I think like one vote, I think in the one or two votes in the House. It was 50-50 deadlocked in the Senate, which meant the vice president got to cast the deciding vote. These are going to be tough negotiations. Now, do I think they're eventually going to work it out? I do. I mean, it's still within one party, and the president's putting lots of pressure on. Whether it happens before 4th of July, I don't know, but it's going to be difficult negotiations as the conference committee is listening to and feeling the pressure from the rest of the members of from Congress. And quite frankly, the lobbyists are going to still be there. They're going to be pushing one more time.
So where does the 4th of July deadline fit in all of this? Is that an artificial deadline? What happens if they don't do it by the 4th of July?
That's an artificial deadline. I mean, Donald Trump, the president, basically said, I want this to my desk by July 4th. I mean, there's no legal consequences whatsoever, which means if they don't get it done until the 5th or the 6th or something like that, all right, they've missed the deadline, but they still passed the legislation. I think Trump wants it for the 4th for symbolic reasons, passing on the 4th. And probably the members of Congress would like to be able to get out of town for a couple of days and celebrate the 4th of July weekend also.
So I got a neighbor that's on Social Security but is also concerned about debt and deficit, and he was against this big, beautiful bill until he found out that there was a provision to not tax Social Security. Then he was for it. Does that kind of mirror the way the American public looks at this thing, where everybody's concerned about debt or deficit until it relates to them, and if they get a break, then screw it, let's kick it down the road?
Yeah, I think it's exactly sort of the problem, not just with this bill, but one could make the argument this has been the problem for American politics for however many years, is that on the one hand, people will say they support or oppose something, but then when they realize they're going to get some goody out of it, well, suddenly it becomes a really good idea. Lisa Murkowski, who was a U.S. Senator from Alaska, was very much concerned about the debt issues. But when the Senate said, well, we'll give you some special breaks that just apply to people for the state of Alaska, nowhere else, she suddenly said, boy, what a really good bill, or at least enough there that I want to support it now. And I think that's how the American public is that they're seeing little bits of things that will help them out on one level. The question becomes, and this is a complex, very complex, so you win a few things, but you also have to calculate what you've lost. And I just don't think most Americans, and I'm not picking on Americans for saying this, in a 900-page bill that deals with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different items, that they can do the calculus and say, on balance, this is what I like or dislike.
Well, my neighbor evaluated it strictly from the standpoint of he doesn't have to pay taxes on Social Security, so therefore he was for it. And that just amazed me how he turned around on it so quickly. Mm-hmm. And it just, I thought, you know what, man, that's pretty much the American way there. When it comes to Murkowski, she got what she wanted. But let's talk about Susan Collins, because I thought she was looking for some stuff and didn't get it as it relates to rural hospitals. So that's why she voted no.
Exactly the case. And that's going to be one of the things to look at down the line here now, too, is two things. One, with Susan Collins, to what extent is she now on the scut list with the president, and how does it play out going forward? Second, I think you bring up a very interesting point here, is that the evidence is suggesting at this point that rural hospitals are going to take a massive hit in the United States. And we're already seeing lots of those hospitals closing. I don't know if your state is similar to mine, but there's a lot of counties in Minnesota at this point that have so depopulated that either the rural hospitals have closed up, or I point out to my students, there's at least a dozen counties in the state where they can't deliver a baby. I mean, this, you know, so if you're living there, you have to go to another county. They don't have good emergency rooms. So that's going to be something to think about down the line there in terms of the impact on rural healthcare delivery. And going back to the Social Security issue, I think a report came out about a week or so ago that Social Security is going to default, you know, I think, what, 1 year earlier than they thought in just the next few years. And cutting Social Security taxes, according to economists, is just going to make that default even greater, likelihood greater down the line.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the big, beautiful bill. You can text me at 504-260-1870. Are you for it or against it? Are you concerned with debt and deficit and it adding $3 trillion or $4 trillion, I think it is, to the debt? Or are you more concerned about what's in it for you? And like my neighbors that said, you know what, I have to pay taxes on Social Security? Hell yeah, I'm for it. Or like Murkowski from Alaska who said, well, if you're going to throw...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Give me a little bit of, wet my beak a little bit. Sure, I'm for it as well. 504-260-1870. Please, no texting or driving. While you're driving. 621 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL. That, of course, President Trump talking about the big, beautiful bill, saying there's something in it for everybody. Is there something in it for people that are concerned with debt and deficit? David Schultz, our guest professor of political science at Hamline University.
Not really, because all the estimates are it's going to add between $3 and $4 trillion to the U.S. debt. And if you're concerned about debt and what obligations we have to our children and our grandchildren down the line, it's not the bill that you want to support. But also keep in mind at this point now, just to put it in perspective, how much we're paying on interest on the debt, because somebody has to pay for it, is that our interest on the debt now is about the same amount of money that we're spending on the U.S. military budget per year. So by the time this passes, we'll be paying out about $1 trillion a year just on interest on the debt. And just to make it kind of like a parallel here, it's like people making the minimum payment on a credit card where we all know this, what happens here. If you don't pay down the principal, you just keep paying off on the on the interest.
Right.
You essentially never pay off your credit card or takes forever to do it. That's really where we are at this point right now.
So the politics of this is that there's something in there for everybody, as the president said, which makes everybody happy, I guess, for the midterms coming up. Or maybe it doesn't.
Right.
I don't know. But at some point, either debt and deficit are greatly over-exaggerated, or at some point the chickens are going to come home to roost, and whoever is in office at the time, when the whole thing comes tumbling down, is going to pay the cost of this. Am I wrong there politically or not?
No, you're absolutely correct here. I mean, this is the proverbial kicking the can down the road yet again. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things we've been doing that on. We've been doing that on the debt. We've been doing that on Social Security, on Medicaid, a whole bunch of things that if you look at really good reports, we have, you know, significant insolvencies. Now, somebody says at one point, well, it doesn't really matter. We'll just kick it down the line, that all they have to do is pay interest on it. Well, this is where it's going to have an impact in terms of if our debt gets to be so high and there's questions about our ability to pay it back, we'll see our debt our credit rating go down, and that happened a few months ago where Moody's brought it down, which means we now have to pay investors more money, higher bond rates, to be able to induce them to buy bonds. And so it just kind of creates this cycle in terms of indebtedness, both presently and down the line.
So this increases the debt or deficit by how much, is Bill?
The deficit, you know, which is the total amount of money we collectively how much owe, yeah, by about $3 to $4 trillion. Now, remember, deficit is different than debt. I mean, we have a deficit every year, which means we're paying out more than we're bringing in, mm-hmm, and that's creating the national debt, which is how much money we overall owe.
So if the Democrats were to be the ones passing this bill, and I'm just trying to keep this honest here, I would think the Republicans would be screaming to high heaven about debt and deficit.
They would be labeled as tax and spend liberals.
So how are the Republicans then justifying this addition to debt and deficit?
That's probably something people need to go talk to the Republican Party about. I think the basic argument is really something that goes back to the Reagan era, which is really some kind of variation of trickle down, is that we make these cuts right now and it'll eventually benefit us all and it'll spur all kinds of growth in our society and our economy, that we won't miss all these things that were cut and we'll eventually be able to pay off our debts.
Has that worked yet?
Not in my lifetime.
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. Professor of Political Science at Hamline University, David Schultz. And look, I get it. Y'all are texting in. I get it. Those that are Democrats hate the bill. Those that are Republicans love the bill. I think the truth is that this is very complicated with so many offshoots. Who can tell what's going to happen, what's not going to happen? I do know that historically the debt and deficit has done nothing but gone up, both parties, Republican and Democrat. And at some point, we'll probably have to pay for that. We're going to talk about an invasive species of insect when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.